Today is part one of a two-part story, Steamships of Silver. When driving El Camino Sierra along the edge of Dry Owens Lake, it's difficult to envision that a great inland sea, 200 square miles in size, once lay here reflecting the magnificent Sierra Nevada in its beautiful deep blue waters. What is perhaps even more difficult to imagine is that large steamboats once plied its waters as well, transporting commerce across the lake to the various ports along its shore. In 1872, the mining of silver at Cerro Gordo was going full steam. The mining camp was located high atop the Inyo Mountains southeast of Lone Pine and just northeast of Owens Lake. Production of the precious ore became so great, it is said silver ingots were stacked up like cordwood to await shipment. James Brady, a superintendent of one of the lake's silver smelting furnaces, came up with the idea of bringing in a ship to help speed up the transport of ore across the lake to the waiting freight wagons. The steamship Bessie Brady arrived at Owens Lake in 1872 and immediately went to work. The idea proved to be a good one. The Bessie Brady was able to make several trips a day, moving the silver ingots from the lake's north shore to the Los Angeles-bound freight wagons waiting on the south side near Cartago. The silver ore was refined and processed into bars or ingots at nearby smelters before being shipped south to L.A. Shipping a pure product increased profits for investors. Kilns were constructed locally to produce the charcoal needed to operate the smelters. Colonel Sherman Stevens arrived on the scene and constructed a timber operation at Owens Lake West Shore. Stevens provided needed timbers for the mines and cordwood for the charcoal kilns. Seeing an opportunity to increase his profits, Stevens built his own steamship to haul lumber and charcoal across the lake to the mines and smelter. The colonel christened his steamer the Molly Stevens, named after his own daughter. She made her maiden voyage across Owens Lake in June of 1877, and the steamship era played forth on Owens Lake for the next few years.